Hello. Welcome. This is
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
We love Mercury retrograde. It's like, where's the British lady? Okay. Sorry, Mark.
Right. Little delay there. Anyway, we are here.
And,
we are Access Astrology. Mark Waltz in New York and Ann Ortley in New York.
Ann Ortley in New York, too, yes. Over here on my bright red desk with Handsome the Cat visiting. Handsome's hanging out.
Right.
He's hanging out for the show today. He wants to snuggle, so we're going to snuggle while we... Hopefully he'll be well-behaved and he won't knock the computer off. Yeah, so welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers, but Heather's not here. Where is she, Mark? Where's Heather?
Well, she may be at a Sundance Festival, or ceremony, actually. Either that or she's camping. I don't remember this week whether she's camping or at Sundance, but she is in, I think, one of those two places and out of reach of her cell phone.
Yes.
So we will probably hear from her next Monday.
Right. She thought she'd be back in communicado next weekend. So
she's
on the East Coast, I think, then. So.
But it does depend a little on the cell phone tower.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of traveling for a few weeks. Yes. And, but we're here.
We're here, yes,
and
we are.
We've had some excitement in the world.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Some sad excitement, actually. We talked last week about that Uranus-Pluto thing. And we did,
and
of course, Aries stationed, you know, on top of it, which is the goddess of discord. So she was old. Aries was a busy girl last week, but
And then Mars in early Libra.
Yeah, Mars in early Libra squaring all that Uranus,
Pluto,
triggering
and,
it. Yeah,
opposing Uranus.
Yep.
And Mars says, "Take action." And do it now.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had the shooting over there
in Denver. Yeah. And that was, you know, I mean, it's, you know, the aspects for it are actually pretty strong, and the timing of it are pretty strong. And, you know, and the people kind of say, well, you know, can't you stop this kind of stuff? You know, kind of almost a, what was that show with Tom Cruise, Minority Report, I think, where, you know, they or one of the actors, they stop the crime ahead of time. You know, can we get to that point? And the hard part with astrology is we know it's going to be crappy aspects, but we don't know where it's going to happen. I mean, we know where it's going to happen in your own chart. You know, that's easy enough to see. And to a certain extent, I think we can see it in the world. You know, Iran had a huge bombing today with lots of stuff, people, bodies flying everywhere. But we, you know, it's hard to actually figure the location, you know? And I think...
Yeah, and the other thing is that, of course, there are some more positive ways to express the same things. And those get expressed, too.
Mm-hmm.
They usually don't make it on the evening news,
right?
Unfortunately. But there are a lot of... I would say, overall, there are more good things, but they tend to not get as much press.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, what's that statement, if it bleeds, it leads kind of thing? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it bled and it led, you know. It's a little cynical, but it's like driving on the highway. You know, you drive by and they're all, you know, they're all...
Rubbernecking?
Yeah. And then you get to the, you know, and then it suddenly picks up and you're like, that was all from people watching? People, let's drive. Yeah. But yeah, rubbernecking delays. We have a little bit of a lurid interest in how this stuff plays out. And of course, you know, there is the human compassion part. There's a part of us that wants to do something or be something or help take care of it too. So don't want to minimize that. But at the same time, you know, it's time, at times it kind of feels a little voyeuristic. You know, it's like, well, you know, whatever. So anyway, we have how many more of those? We have six more. This baby's an aspect.
Swerve.
Yeah, it's an aspect through 2015, so we can anticipate. And somebody said to me the level of rage, you know, that it's like a rage energy. Do you think of that as a rage, or do you think of How are you seeing the Uranus-Pluto?
Well, it doesn't have to be, but some people will experience it that way. And then I think when Eris was stationing this week, I think that can bring in a sense of rage. Eris is the kind of I'm taking everybody down with me.
Yeah.
Thing, you know, that's the, you know, the goddess of discord. Only knows discord.
Right.
And that's this, it's the only strategy that Eris knows. There's not a way to fix it. And so all you can do is make it as bad as it can be and hope that people will then look for a solution. But if I'm acting on that energy, I'm saying things are so bad, I now have to make them as to the worst point that it can go in order to get your attention.
Right.
But I don't know how to fix it. So I'm hoping somebody out there will, and all I can do is make you see how bad it is. That's the kind of discord that gets set up.
Right.
Yeah. And so Eris was stationing this week, and you throw that into the mix with a Uranus-Pluto square. And then you have Mars basically saying, you know, do something about it. And whatever it is, just do it, you know. That's kind of a recipe for disastrous things without really any concern about the consequences. Because, you know, the thing that you mentioned in Iraq today, all the bombings, and the thing that happened in Aurora, there's not a concern for what the consequences will be to those actions.
Right.
You know, whereas a lot of other things you think, okay, here's what I want to do. Now, how do I need to adjust that in order to have an outcome that's more like what I want to see?
Mm-hmm.
These other things that we witnessed are more like, I don't care really what the consequences are. This is something I have to do.
Yeah, and you know, I thought it was interesting. He didn't kill himself, you know.
No, and he didn't intend to.
Right.
You know, it's not like he was thwarted.
Yeah. And a lot of times they do, which actually I don't know if that's better or worse because you don't necessarily get closure, but.
Right.
But this, you know, this then means that okay, the families all have to go through the trial, and they have to. So he's not going anywhere fast. We're going to be hearing about him for a long time.
Yeah, and actually, I think overall that's for the best because maybe we will learn something about, you know, what led to that.
Yes, yeah.
You know, but it sounds like it's going to take quite a while to get any insight into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than he's a skilled bomb maker. Well, that's helpful to know. And how did he learn how to do that, you know? Like, hello.
Yeah, probably all on the Internet.
All on the Internet. Mm-hmm.
It's out there, folks.
The Internet's as George Bush would say, the Internet's has it. So,
right.
And we also had a full moon last week, which was pretty big. And
right.
And I think, or new moon rather, not full.
No, it's new, yeah. The
yeah,
new,
I was
cancer,
losing my mind here.
Cancer.
Can't keep track of where everything is. And then this week, let me see where my notes are for this week. We have the week of the 23rd of July. Of course,
July.
I should go to August. Get out of August. We have a really, but you know, because of the bunch of planets at the beginning of the signs, we have a couple of really long void moons. So we are going to have the moon goes void at 11:30 on Thursday, and it's void all day Friday, and it's void until 1 in the morning Saturday night. So it's a 38-hour void moon, and then it's also void on Wednesday afternoon. 11:22 to 10:29. And so we know with void moons like this, it's all about kind of kicking back and resting. The moon's not working, and you're supposed to be having a good time too. And so our job is to kind of say, okay, you know, what do we need to do about void moons? What do we do? What do we need to do about this, that, or the other? And it's a great time for meditation and figuring things out and working on stuff that needs to be accomplished. So that isn't energetic, meaning it's theming or dreaming or, you know, kind of coming up with a big vision thing. And that's one of the nice parts about void moons is, you know, it's the moon's not working, so you should be off too and be enjoying yourself and not necessarily working like a crazy person, because the moon is saying, no, no, we're resting now. So I always like void moons.
Mm-hmm.
They make me happy. And a nice couple bunch of big ones is always fun. So
Yeah.
And then otherwise,
and the sun is in Leo.
And the sun is in Leo. Yes. What's that about? Yeah. What happens when the sun's in Leo?
Yeah. That's the bright summer.
Yes.
Sun. The hot days of August.
The hot days of August when the jellyfish come in on the beach.
That's right.
Yeah. And I start reverting to the outdoor shower rather than the jellyfish. Because you get in the water and they're like all these little things around, and I'm like, no jellyfish. I mean, I know that they live there, and I'm in visiting their house, but, you know.
Yeah.
I like them better when they don't, when they aren't in the water, so. But.
Yeah.
It's all good, so. And I think that's really, those are the big exciting aspects this week. It's kind of a, you know, a lot of it's processing the stuff from last week. And we also have a very active Pallas Athena this week, which I noticed. You know, when I do my weekly column, she's talking to a lot of planets, and she's all about seeing patterns. So there's a grand trine in fire in the heavens, and it talks a lot about the vision, the choice, the ideas. So that energy is very strong. So for, you know, listening to your visions or listening to your ideas about what it is you want to really accomplish, this is actually going to be a good week for that kind of stuff. So, it's kind of cool. So why don't I put out the number and see if we have any callers?
Good.
And it is 347-215-8881, 347-215-8881. And if you want to be called on, press 1 so we see your hand raised. And we have a couple on the line already. So hi, 212-942. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're very good. How can we help?
I have a very general question. You said the void moon is on Friday. If I know somebody who's getting out of the hospital on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything about a void moon that I should say? I mean, is it?
No,
like,
that's actually a good day to get out of a hospital because they're being released to go home to their house to dream.
Fabulous.
Or to heal or to whatever, yeah. And the closing aspects for the void moon in Scorpio are actually really nice. It is a... it's a square to Mercury, so it's like, here you go, you're fixed, go off home and fix yourself.
Fabulous. Okay.
Yeah, we like that. Yeah.
All right, thank you very much, that was it.
You're very welcome, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right, hi, the other people don't have their hand raised, so 585 if you want us to call on you, or 336 if you want us to call, raise your hand. And if you'd like to call and ask a question, 347-215-8881, 336, raise their hand, yay. Hi, 336, how are you?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
I'm always listening to the show. It's amazing that nobody raised their hand.
Well, people raise their hands, but sometimes, you know, it's kind of they're sitting listening and they're not raising their hand because they're listening, which is good. So, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, well, I just want to, I guess, just to find out what's on the horizon. Like, what do you see on the horizon for me in the next coming few weeks? A month. My birth information is 3/21/74, March 21st, 1974.
Uh-huh. And your time?
12:32 a.m.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And where?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay. Greensboro, North Carolina. Okay. All right. So what's coming up for you in the next couple of months or weeks? Okay. So, and you're born in midnight-ish. So you're actually having a lot of stuff finishing up around groups of people or people that you've worked with. There can be some changes in, you know, if you have an older sibling right above you, there can be something going on with them because Saturn's coming to the Uranus. And that, of course, rules the seventh house. So there can be also some changes in terms of, I don't want to say the structure of your life, but Uranus, Saturn to Uranus often says, you know, I'm ready for a whole new dream or idea, because the 11th house is the house of hopes and dreams. So back in 1982 was the last time Saturn was here, and you were a little kid then. You were only 8. So, you know, the last time Saturn said, well, what's your dream? You were like 8 years old, so it was maybe be a fireman or do whatever. And now, or a police officer, because you've got the sun in Aries, now it's like coming back to you and saying, okay, now what's your dream? And if you think back 10 years ago, when you had your Saturn return in Gemini, you were coming up with, which would have been 2002, you were coming up with a relationship story and ideas about what you wanted to go. And now with Saturn coming to kind of talk to your Uranus and then also to your Saturn and your Moon, he's stimulating your grand trine in air, and he's saying to you, so, like, what's the story with relationships? What's the story with the structures you want to build? What's the story with how you're valuing yourself? And he's really asking you what your new dream is. Neptune angular, you have to operate from a spiritual place or a dream place. You have to have a vision of where you're going. And Aries, too, often have, they need a vision. They need to have a plan. They need to have some idea of where they're going. And with Neptune on your Mercury-Jupiter now, that's also kind of stirring up a lot of changes in the face-to-face relationships you're having and in your understanding of who you are and how you relate to people. So I think you're probably going to be entering a profound spiritual time, too, with Neptune on the Mercury-Jupiter. Do you do some kind of preaching, or do you do some kind of inspirational writing or anything like that?
I tend not to feel like I'm a great writer. More speaking. I don't do it as a, it's not a real profession as of yet, but that is one of my dreams. Like, that is one of my visions, is to be a motivational or inspirational speaker. I tend to, like, think of myself kind of like a bridge, because I do some internet marketing, or, you know, I do some SEO and web design, so I kind of like to help other people get their businesses branded and get their businesses known. But yeah, that being an inspirational or motivational speaker or coach is definitely in the lineup for me.
Yeah, well, actually, that's a really good use of your energy, you know, because the way, you know, you've got Uranus there on the top of the chart in the house of groups, and it also is, you know, in that grand trine in air that says, hey, you know, let's talk about what do we need to do to get things accomplished, where do we need to go. And so I would say maybe this is a time over this next couple of months with Uranus coming up there to say to it, okay, that is a dream of mine, how do I start working on it? You know, where do I find groups to speak in front of? You know, what is my mission? What do I want to say? And also, a lot of times with Uranus in the 11th is working with kids. You know, a lot of times people with that placement find they're drawn to work with different groups. And with Uranus, it would probably be teenagers. You know, and saying, hey, you know, let's talk about what are the skills. You know, I've been out in the world for a while. What are the skills you need? Or, you know, motivating you. I know when I taught for a while at a place, the secretarial training school, I brought in some people and, you know, had them, the kids could ask questions because no, you know, they'd always worked with teachers, which is a lovely thing, but they hadn't had people from business come in and say, okay, you know, let me talk to you about what I do for a living and, you know, what I'm looking, what I learned the, kind of the hard way, you know, so that could be a great way with your chart because people really attach to your words. And with your Mercury-Jupiter, your words are actually very memorable for many people. A lot of people will, I would imagine, come up to you and say, you know, you said this thing to me the other time, and I was kind of at a low point, and I want to tell you how much it meant to me. Because your chart has a way of taking taking people's where they are and really connecting to it and then helping them see where they want to go. And that Sun in Aries on the world axis, you could be very well known as a speaker. So I would really pursue this dream and put some legs under it. You know, one of my favorite sayings is, if it's in your heart, it's in your chart, because, you know, you've thought of it, you've dreamed it. And if it's your dream, it's in there. So a lot of times people don't pursue their dreams thinking, oh, you know, it'll never happen or whatever. But I'm always like, no, no, if you're dreaming it, It's already in your chart, because you don't dream things that aren't in your chart. So definitely go do it. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you've with some of the things going on collectively, you've been feeling restless in the last few months, and, you know, feeling that you need to keep things moving, and that's in fact the case, and you'll continue to feel that, but with a little bit less sort of pressure. So it's actually a good time to think of it as tryouts, but basically any opportunity you have to stand up in front of people and just, you know, try it out, do that, and you'll see that it's all going to end up being steps toward what it is you end up doing. But take the opportunities, and if they, even if they seem very slim, you know, just kind of a, you know, very little thing, not much, you know, you could easily let it go. Don't let it go. Go ahead and do it. Get out there and make some mistakes, you know.
I was actually, you know, wondering as far as, I guess, opportunities coming up, because I'm getting, some feedback that, you know, maybe there are some huge opportunities that are coming up within the next 90 days, maybe, the next 60 to 90 days. That's why I was asking, you know, what did you maybe see on the horizon?
Right. Well, that's what we're seeing is that kind of opportunity coming, you know, for speaking and for also saying to yourself, what is the vision you have for who you are? So you have what's called a grand trine, which is a lucky aspect, but it's an air, which means we have to ground it. And air, of course, is communicating and talking. So that makes it very easy for you to communicate and talk. And the planet Saturn, which is the planet of work, is coming to stimulate your grand trine in air. It stimulated it since last fall, truth be told. But now it's really ready to make a commitment to it. So when we see that, it's like, okay, your chart wants to do this now. And the time frame for it is the end of August, end of September, those 2 months. So the last couple weeks in September, when Saturn's at 28, 29, and the last week of August, when Saturn's at 26. And so those are going to be very concrete opportunities where you're going to be like an offer, or you're going to get asked to do something. And, you know, my degree is a little bit before yours. I have a degree at 24. So I got asked to do something the other day, and I'm like, oh, yes, that would be great. And it kind of came out of the blue, and I hadn't anticipated it at all. But it really makes very good sense, you know, and it would be starting in October. And you've got something that's coming either the last week in August or the last week in September, but I think you'll hear about it, you know, in the next week or two, because Mars stimulates those points. It's a new opportunity, but it's definitely tied to the public speaking dream, or tied to that working with groups or working in some greater way. Your chart wants to follow its dream now, and so you have to, you know, it's been a dream, meaning you've had it in your mind for a while, but now it's time to put legs under it and really commit to it and say, okay, well, how would I do that? What would that look like? I've had this dream of being a motivational speaker. What do I want to speak about? You know, and I would say to you, with Uranus in the 11th, there's a natural gift for working with young people. There's also a natural gift for working with people that are trying to work in relationships or trying to work in partnership with others, you know, like, you know, you could be talking to people about their relationships or talking to them about, and also just spiritual stuff, because you've got a very strong spiritual sense in your chart. So, you know, I would say it's this, you know, the end of this month, end of August rather, and then the end of September. So you've got a lot, and it's big. And the last time you had it was 10 years ago when you had your Saturn return, and before that, 10 years before that, which would have been 92, and then 10 years before that, which was 82, and you were a little kid then. So now you're really at the time of taking it and going for it. So it's definitely, I mean, I would think it's going to be an offer from someone that you know, possibly from the neighborhood or from your childhood, because Uranus rules the third house in Saturn. It's someone who you've had a commitment to or you've worked with before. So it's very cool. I like it. And with the sun on the world axis, definitely do it, because you can be very famous and very known for this kind of work. You also have Venus on the world axis at 1436. So for those of you who are going, world axis, what's that? There's points in the sky that indicate a person can be known for their work, or if a planet's at that point, they can be known for that planet, meaning the work of that planet. So in March 21st case, the sun is on the world axis, which is being known for yourself, and the ninth house rules religious motivation and inspirational kind of philosophical stuff. And then the Venus is at Aquarius at 15 fixed, and that rules the sixth house of work, and it also rules the 11th house of groups. So you can be known for your work with groups, you can be known for your spiritual work, you can be known for your religious inspirational, and you can be known kind of for getting out there and just kind of doing it. And it's good, you know. The fixed degrees are 0 of the cardinal, 22 and a half of the cardinal, and 15 of the fixed, and 7.5 of the mutable, for those of you who have a little more astrology knowledge. So if you have those on degrees, within one degree, not wide, in your chart, then your chart can be known for the work it does. So Mark and I both have planets on world axes, so we're known for being astrologers. You know, we have, I think my Saturn and my, not my Saturn, my Jupiter and my Ascendant are on it. I don't know which points are on it for you, Mark, but known in the astrology community too, you know. So when you have them, it doesn't have to be like Tom Cruise famous, but it does mean like in your local neighborhood or in the environment that you're in, you can definitely do really good work.
Yeah, so. It means you're one of the people who is visible.
People who what, Mark?
A visible person, very visible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it does make a lot of sense now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you explained the whole world axis thing, and as far as the speaking and spirituality,
yeah.
Definitely. You know, speaking spiritual and speaking motivational definitely
right.
Does fit. It fits me.
Yeah. Well, and it's in your chart, so it's in your heart, and it's part of your path. So I'm always like, you know, people go, can I really do this? I'm like, do you think, you know, like I'd say to you, do you want to climb Mount Everest? You might say yes, but, or you want to go deep sea diving? You know, you're not going to like deep sea diving. You want to go scuba diving with sharks? And you go, I don't really know that I want to go scuba diving with sharks. But if I said you want to do the motivational speaking, you go, yeah, that's kind of one of those things I've had on my list for a while. It's understanding that you have a natural list in your chart that your chart describes, and says, this is in my heart. So then our job is to say, okay, if it's in your heart, go do it. And, or, you know, your job is to say it to yourself. And to say, okay, what roadblocks do we need to work on to get through? How do you figure it out? And then just giving yourself permission. Because so often people have a dream and then don't actually act on it. And then go, gee, I wish that had happened. You know, and nobody really tells us how to get our dreams. They say, you know, it's America, you can have your dreams come true. But they don't say how, and really it's just the same way you put your pants on, one day at a time, one leg at a time, and slow and steady. You just kind of go, okay, today I'm going to do bup, 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 and work towards it. So good luck with it, and when you get it up and running, give us a call, and we'll promote your stuff so people can come listen to you.
I will definitely keep you up with
it. Yeah, very cool, very cool.
Yeah. There are people who would rather go scuba diving with sharks than stand up.
I know, but he's not one of them. I could tell from his chart.
I said mountain climbing,
and I thought maybe with the Aries he might want to mountain climb. See, yeah, there are. I mean, I have a friend who likes to scuba dive with sharks. She thinks it's fun, and I think she's crazy. But, you know, she also likes to scuba dive in wrecks. And I'm like, okay, let me just get this right. There's, like, dead bodies in wrecks. She's a Scorpio. And she goes, yeah, you know, I like doing that. Likes going in and finding the dead bodies. I'm like, you know what? This is like you're going through a ship where people died underwater, where you could die. What are you, crazy? She's like, yeah. So, you know, everybody's got their vision of what they really want to do. So,
that's right.
And we have our vision. We have to say goodnight because it's the British lady spoken. But
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Back to Astrology.
Yes.
Mark Wolves and Ann Ortley.
Ann Ortley, Upper East Side, Bright Red Desk. Mark on the west side, near the Hudson River, with his 18-year-old cat. Is that how old she is?
That's right, yeah.
18 years old, yeah. So, and we'll see you all next week. Remember, no Access Astrology tomorrow. We're off at the Open Center. And Heather's off on vacation, and hopefully you'll be joining us next week. So take care, folks. Bye.
Bye now.